4:35 on this Tuesday afternoon on the Mike McFeely Show. Coming up in a few minutes, we'll have a weather update. Pinto giving that weather, and then we'll have a preview of what's going to happen on Live at 5 from Sandy Butweiler. And a reminder that on tomorrow's program, Fargo Police Chief Keith Turner is going to be in studio from 2 to 3 p.m. taking your phone calls for a little cop talk segment on this program. Right now, though, we're going to go to Pelican Rapids, Minnesota, a lovely community in Minnesota Lakes Country, Ottertail County, and check in with Deb Wanick. She is the superintendent of schools in Pelican Rapids, and they have a big vote coming up on November 5th that would put the Pelican Rapids students, hopefully, in a new school if that referendum vote passes. Deb Wanick, welcome to the Mike McFeely Show. Good to talk with you.
I want to make sure people realize it's not a new school. It's a renovated school.
Oh, I'm sorry, a renovated school. I apologize.
No, that's fine.
I don't want to mess up your thing here, Deb. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. We just want to clarify that point.
Absolutely.
Do think it'll look like almost a brand new school because we are doing so much throughout the building, but it will be a renovated space.
Okay, give us the lowdown on exactly what is going to happen. I tried to preview it early in the show saying that if you take a look at the school in question here, it was built like in the 1920s or something. It, in my opinion, it needs some help. It needs to be updated.
Yes. A portion of our building was built in 1928, and to put that in a little bit of perspective, that was when Calvin Coolidge was president. So it has been a little bit outdated as parts. We've had several additions, and as you add different additions, it was much needed for the educational space, but it certainly ended up putting a lot of different levels. We have 11 different levels in our building.
Jeez.
So that's a little bit
That's different.
Yes, yes, it is. And especially, you know, we've got two elevators and a ramp, but you have to use all three of those pieces to get to some ends of the building. So if you're in crutches and we have our narrow stairways, it's not an easy thing. So accessibility is part of it. But more so, we've had spaces that have not been updated. I don't know if you've followed, but we've had some. Like most districts, we've gone through major cuts, and we have leveled off pretty much on our enrollment now, so we're steady there. And we've got some wonderful programs through grants, and we've got grants for technology. But our rooms are not, you know, we have in our kitchen, in our home ec lab, we have two plug-ins in a kitchen.
Mm.
And you can imagine how that doesn't work. And our science labs are pretty much the same way, and they have not been updated for over 30 years, and they've certainly served us well, but as you know, technology and every things that progress, we need to update those spaces. We've had, you know, we've had state competitions that we've been participating in math and knowledgeable. We've got some great, great opportunities, but we need our facilities to match what we need to provide in the classroom.
So what are we talking about here? How much money is going to be in question here, and what's it going to cost a resident of the Pelican Rapids School District?
So it's a $21.9 million bond, and it will be $8 a month for a $100,000 home, so about $96 a year. And for that, we're going to add, we have pretty known for our athletics, but we only have one regulation gym. So we will add a two-station gym, so we'll have another regulation piece, and we will be renovating most of the classrooms, and we have a small cafeteria that will actually open up and have a commons area, and then we'll have some safety drops off areas as well. You know, Highway 59 is pretty busy.
Mm-hmm.
A study they had showed 8,000 vehicles a day go by. So it is a very, very busy road. So the safety drop-offs that will be placed around the school will be very beneficial.
$21 million seems very reasonable to me. I know that in my former school district where I went to high school, Deb, Alexandria, recently, about a year or so ago, okayed a $70 million mm-hmm. referendum to build a whole new high school.
Yeah.
This is nowhere in the ballpark. $21 million. It's a lot of money. I'm not downplaying $21 million. But that, to me, for what you're going to get out of it, seems a very reasonable number. What's the feedback you've been getting from the residents of your district, Deb?
Well, you know, it's been some of both, of course.
Mm-hmm.
We had run this in March of this year, and before that, we had the community group come and tell us what they wanted, and this is what they felt the community would hold, and so we went forward. And when it failed, we asked, okay, so what do you want us to do? Well, we had quite an outpouring, say, we just didn't have the information, please run it again. And so we're running it again, and we have a number of people now who are very active in getting information out. So I have seen a lot more energy getting information out, and people knowing now more of the facts, which is really good. But there are also people who are not supportive of this and have made themselves known as well. And, you know, that's what's great about America. We can voice our opinions and we get to vote and decide what's going to happen.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's no doubt. It needs 51% simple majority.
Correct.
Okay. And so that's a doable thing. What did your last vote get in March?
You know, we did not have many people vote. We lost, I think, was it 61% voted no, but we did not have many people vote. And again, they said, you know, we just off our radar. We just didn't hear it or see it. So I hope that we can get back and have our regular. We usually have quite a large number of people vote. Mm-hmm. So hopefully we can get back to that.
Did you change anything from March until now? Because that's what happens. You know, like in West Fargo, for example, I think they tried four or five times to get a new school built. And they kept massaging the proposal and saying, okay, we're listening to our residents. Here's what you want. Here's what you want to spend. Have you done that, Deb, or is it pretty much the same proposal?
You know, it has changed somewhat, and it might be different than most people think when people said no, and we went back, and we pretty much the same. We had a three-station gym, and we moved it down to a two-station gym and added a walking track, but the cost actually went up. Because we have higher interest rates, higher construction rate, and just those maintenance costs. So it is now 21.9 versus the 18 it was before.
Okay. We're talking with Deb Wanick. She's the superintendent of Pelican Rapids Schools. We're talking about a referendum vote on November 5th, Election Day, that would either give a thumbs up or a thumbs down to a $21.9 million bond that would go towards some improvements of the Pelican Rapids School. How challenging is it in Minnesota Lakes Country, Deb, to get something like this passed? Because there are a number of people who live in Lakes Country that, in all honesty, aren't invested so much in the community as they are invested in their lake on which they live. And if they moved from Fargo or the Twin Cities someplace, they might not have kids in the school district, but yet they have a very nice home on a lake someplace. Is that a special challenge in Minnesota Lakes Country?
You know, it certainly is. For a bond, when you're doing any type of renovation or building bond, it does pay off. Every property owner pays, where it's different. When you do an operating levy, it's only the homestead and business that pay. So when you go to a bond and everyone pays, it's kind of a shock to some, because if you're not a resident here but you have seasonal rec, you don't get to vote. And some people are a little bit concerned about that. And it seems like every time I mention that, I get phone calls saying, hey, I'm a seasonal person. I'm for this. Don't count me out. So I want to make sure it's not people know that it's not universal that way. There are certainly many people who support it, but you know, if I owned a business in several different communities, I don't get to vote there, but my business would still be taxed. And that's the analogy I tried to give, where people say, you know, it's not fair. Well, it's not anything that I determined. It is a legislative thing. Somebody calls and said, why are you taxing me? Well, it's not my decision. It is just the process that the state has given us. So there are certainly some people who are not interested in supporting this, because they don't even come into the community, because they're on the outstretch, probably more connected to Fargo, because that's where their work is.
Is there organized opposition, Deb? I have friends in Pelican Rapids who believe that there is organized opposition from some of those people, Fargo-based.
Yes, there is a very strong organization that has been very organized. I don't know how strong they are, but they're very organized, and they have hired Paul Doerr. I don't know if you're familiar with him, but he is a consultant that works with no groups to defeat bond referendums. And so that has been organized, and they've been somewhat active, as in people are bringing literature in to me that they've received in the mail from the no group.
Hmm. Okay. And I'm not familiar with Paul Doerr. Is he a Minnesota guy, Iowa guy?
He's an Iowa.
Oh, Iowa. Okay.
Iowa resident.
Okay. Interesting.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, well, Deb, I wish you good luck, and I want to get you on at least one more time, hopefully a couple more times, to keep getting the word out about
this.
That's great. I have, as I said, many friends in Pelican Rapids in the area, and I've been inside the school back from my days of being a sports writer, and many wonderful people have been educated in Pelican Rapids school, but I'm a guy that says, you know what, it's not 1928 or 1948 or 1958 or 1968 anymore. And I think the kids in Pelican Rapids who are invested in the community, whose families live in the community, whose families own businesses in the community, I think they deserve something at least that's
updated
past the year, you know, 1941. So I'm in full support, even though it's easy for me to say, because I don't live there. I don't pay the taxes in Pelican Rapids. But I think this is something that the Pelican Rapids residents needs to get done.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate that.
You bet. Deb Wanick, she's the superintendent of schools.